Shanna.
Yes.
Financial report.
Well, we are, I guess Barbara brought this in our profit and loss this morning, so I haven't seen that before. But I do have, as of today, our balance, we have a balance of $55,685.49 at the close of yesterday's banking account. Which I am assuming we have, I asked Barbara for a list, so I guess we'll get it later. How many members have actually paid their dues? I don't know which ones have been yet, so we will.
Sorry, the balance again, one more time.
$55,685.49.
Any change in the other account?
No, no change in the other one. I just had one question, is, and maybe it's not appropriate at this time, but I was just trying to find out when I looked through here that Phil, are you signing the checks now?
Mm-hmm. I signed some this last, was it 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Candy called me and signed some.
Okay, I just didn't know. I was just, I
was it's not as an ongoing every time process. I think 2 weeks ago.
Logistics or something.
We were supposed to have had a meeting with Barbara on that Saturday, and my husband got very sick. We were going to interview Jeff Allen and Chris Ricordi, and they couldn't make it. And then my husband got sick, so we couldn't make it up.
There's another thing I just wondered, because I didn't know he was still on the checking account.
Yes.
So
whose signatures are on the checking account?
Barbara's, mine, Phil's. Do you remember?
Chana.
Four.
The last signature card I got when I put Candy's on, I thought they took Dale off and put Candy on. So as far as I knew, there was only two left, her and I. But I don't know.
So Phil was on there when I went down there.
They may have another one that I didn't know about, so I don't know. I thought they dropped him off.
No. When I was there, it was
on. So maybe there's a whole thing.
No, when we were down there, when he was on there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Well, it wasn't a new
addition. I'd ask them for it.
But I would say that whenever they can meet with you, you know, if you're here.
Well, I
would ask Nan Price
and she wasn't there.
Okay. I'm just
an
emergency.
I mean, those weren't anything major. I just wondered. Anyway, that was my concern.
Do we need a check at the bank to make sure what signature cards
we have on there?
I'll
find out. I just didn't ask him. I just don't know.
Because you would be on there from
previous.
The president and secretary for years and years. I just didn't know if our
bet the jail's name's probably still on there too. I don't know.
And it could be. I don't know. All I know is the card they gave me just had the two of them. So I didn't know. I don't know.
Well, Shauna, would you do us a favor then? Yeah. Would you look into that and let us know precisely? But I know when I went down to sign on it that Phil's name was there. I remember seeing it there precisely.
No problem.
Okay.
Can I ask a question about this?
Yes.
The reconciliation detail that we received. Just a question, really for Barbara, on how the QuickBooks handle stuff. I noticed on page 2, the deposits and credits, there are two general journal entries. How do those differ from deposits?
The journal entries are whenever it's an entry that's not one of our accounts, like the check from the catalog. You know, we don't have an account set up to record that as a customer. You know, so it's recorded as a general journal. The same thing with, so which one are you looking at?
I'm looking at the general journal of 2-2 for
$2,850 was the Brent Robinson paying us for the grazing.
Okay.
And then the other one is the cow, $2,827. That's how much we made on our four animals that we put to the auction.
Okay.
And those were things that we don't have a customer set up to do that with, so I don't set them up as a member, you know, because all of our customers are set up as our members. Our members are set up as our customers, I said that backwards, and so when it's just something that's like a one-time income thing, I just don't see it.
It really was a deposit. But
yeah, it was a deposit. But, I mean, it was not a deposit from our cash, regular cash.
Okay.
It was not a deposit from our vendor, our customer list.
Okay. Thank you.
DC stands for debit card.
Sorry.
The 28th, 27 was our cattle sales.
Correct.
And the other one was Brent Robinson paying lease.
Grazing from last year. So that right there is a good comparison for you guys to know.
So that's his total?
Four cows?
Four cows versus 87 cows.
That's a totally paid for grazing right here?
That's total. Which that really doesn't count the amount I got to pay to be yelling them out.
We need some more cows of our own.
That's the impression this Eric guy had when we heard about it, that we were, that Brent was really benefiting, and that's okay. We like Brent too, but it's really an area that we are really missing.
Well, we know we can make money on cattle, but are we a cattle? Are we a profit organization is more, I guess, what it is. The cattle is a good business. Yeah, we knew last year was up to five to keep going.
We can make money.
Good business sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes it's a non-profit. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you, Shauna. Anything else to add or say?
I thought there was a lot sale last year that should be on our financial statement. Shouldn't it?
Yeah, because we...
Well, you know what? That's a good question, Dale. Because I've asked that a couple times. I'm not sure exactly that, you know, that's in that other account.
What other account?
It's
the capital improvement account.
Which is not any... It's not in this matter.
It's not accounted for here because it doesn't run through the account.
But it still should have where we transferred the $15,000.
Well, that's
part of our ranch budget.
Right.
What difference does it make? I mean, it's...
But where is it? Where's the $15,000?
Well, that was done last year.
Right.
She's looking at the profit and loss for last year.
Yeah, profit and loss last year. Do we have it?
Can we just stick $40,000 or $50,000 in the corner and say like it doesn't exist?
Well, it's the $15,000 is there, I'm assuming, in the reduction in the expenditures. Is that the way you recorded it?
Well, yeah.
Instead of the
water system.
Yeah, instead of it actually shows up on their expenses system. As a reduction in expenses.
The water. You're looking at the one for this year. We need the one for last.
Oh.
That's one, right?
The one that I emailed to all you guys. Or mail.
I didn't give them today. That's why this is 2000. Oh, you better.
I mailed.
Wait, no, you have this morning.
I don't have one of those. Oh, yes, I did. It says right there. That's exactly what I was looking at. That's exactly what I was looking
at. So, under water,
because we're only showing $700 in expenditures.
But you've got to look at your
negative expenditure.
Well, it was close. That's why I thought you wanted us to offset that expense.
This is the problem with running two accounts.
Yeah.
When one of the accounts isn't in our bookkeeping system.
Should it be? Why was
it taken out?
What's that?
Why was it taken out?
It was never put in. The $24,000 never went through our
bookkeeping system. We did put $15,000 in it.
Right.
Then it's income.
No, it shows up because that's a transfer from one account to the other. It just shows up as a reduction in the expenditures.
But, see, that was you guys said that you wanted $15,000 to go in against the capital improvement of a new well.
Right.
So that's where it went.
So you're just showing, but you're showing we budgeted 20, see what we actually paid 5, and then this is what the other above the 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that's 15. It's a different.
So you got
not the maintenance, Shauna. New well.
Right.
720.
That's what I'm saying. So this is above the 15. Yes. So we went 20. So that's included in the 20.
Well, we budgeted 20,000, but then that's when we started going in a hole, as you well know. And so then that was when you made the motion to put the 15,000 from capital improvement fund into the operating fund. So I put the 15,000 into the operating fund, and I slide it towards the new well expenses.
Well, no, I understand that.
I don't understand.
If it comes in and then you take it
right
back out, you got to show it on both sides. You plus sign kind of
balance.
You have to have it come in somewhere.
Yeah, but the point is it came in a different account, in an account that is not reflected in the QuickBooks accounting. So what needs to happen? Barbara's never been given the information on the account.
I've never put any of the other account in. I mean, do you want me to? Should I start doing that? Because I thought that was Shauna was doing it. But if you want me, I can put it in mine, and we can have two separate things. I just have not dealt with that capital improvement money at all.
What we need on your balance, at your budget, you still have to have, if you expended it out, you still have to have it for the income.
We have to have it, but she's only been asked to take care of one account. She's not been asked to take care of the capital improvement account.
Well, I understand that, but Larry, it would still, if that money was transferred from that account, wherever it came from, it still should reflect in an income.
No, it reflects as a negative expenditure.
Yeah, that is it.
Because it is a transfer from one of our other accounts, it shows up as an offset of the expenditure. And I understand what you're saying, but the reconciliation is actually occurring in a different account that we don't have a report for.
So do we, well, at the end of the... Well, will we get a master reconciliation of both accounts?
We're going to have to, because this isn't going to reflect. This isn't the true balance.
That's right.
No, we need to add...
We need to have the other account consultant put into the QuickBooks thing as well, and we need to get that all put together.
They audited us. That is not a true accounting.
Okay. Well, definitely, is that what you want? Is that the way you want to do it, though?
We have to have it someplace. It has to reflect that someplace.
What other ways would we show that?
Well, we can set it up where both of them are in the QuickBooks.
We can set it up as an account on here if you want. That's right. You can still put it in as an income account there.
Thank you.
Right, you can still put it under the income account as a separate account.
What we need to be careful of then is that we're not mixing up the budgets. Okay, we need to...
Exactly.
That was the reason I thought that I was not... Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm saying if we designated that as like a loan money that we brought in to put in here...
It's not a loan. And it's money we took out of the capital improvement.
If it was a loan, it would show on there.
Yeah.
Sounds like an accounting question.
I know.
Basically, what happened is we sent the money out of our management account, out of our operating expense. We sent it out of there, and we weren't supposed to. So we reimbursed ourselves. That's what we did.
Yep.
But that's why it doesn't show as an income and an outgo, because it was a reimbursement of the money that we supposedly were not supposed to spend out of that account. That's the way it's set up, the way it's sitting here. Okay.
Well, exactly.
So
exactly. But we still have to, if you go to the capital improvement account, it's got to show what that...
You need a financial statement on the capital improvement account.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go over that. Should we do that?
But if you want me to stick the capital improvement stuff into it, I can do that. But then you want two separate, completely separate...
We do, but we want the capital improvements account to be designated as capital improvements so that... Like for the water system, that we can say, okay, these are the things that we actually dedicated that money for. Those went to them, and that's where we need to come in. But it still should reflect in your income on the other account. It should reflect that we took it.
We have never seen a financial report on the other account.
Right, so that's what, okay, so we need to do that.
Yeah. All right, the question is, are you going to do that?
Well,
or are we going to ask Barbara to do that and it doesn't matter, but
we never did. I just assumed, I suppose, that she was going to do that because she was doing that. So I
don't think she ever had the information.
It's a one-time move, so we didn't really do anything major.
I just don't have any of that in my computer. But, I can get all the numbers from you, and we can put it in. I can get all the bank statements.
Yeah.
I can put it in, but I have it.
Right. Okay. Well,
that's something we want to do.
Sounds like that's what we want to do. Is everybody in agreement with that?
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we have Barbara Button add that capital improvement account information to our other accounting information.
But you still want it to...
You need two separate accounts.
You can maintain separately, but just so that on the
printout... So whenever you get a printout, you're going to have two printouts.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as I'm on the same page. Now, you guys, I need to change the batteries in this thing, and I worry that when I change the batteries, it's going to erase what we've done, unless somebody is smarter than me and knows how to run this thing. Anybody know?
Shouldn't erase
it. I don't think so
either.
Okay. Hold on for a second while I change them.
Motion on hold.
Okay. Oh, you want to finish that motion, and then I'll change them?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, it's been seconded. All those in favor of the motion?
Right. Okay. I'm going to put it down as unanimous because Phil was in support of that.
Okay, I'm going to stop it.
Expenses. Mm-hmm. We talked about a capital account. That wasn't even the reason that we started talking about a capital account a year or two ago. That had to do with Ortolani wanting us to do $200,000 or $300,000 worth of road work out of our maintenance account. That's what Fred and got us. This basically is all DSROA. And whether it's a well or a cat, it's still part of this one financial report on one company. And I think that it's totally a waste of time to think about a capital account. And this item, we fixed the gate. That, is that a capital account or maintenance? It should all be one simple.
And Dale, you know what? That's the way we had it in the beginning. Until a few months ago when you wanted to separate the money. So I'm getting mixed signals here.
Yeah.
Because that is exactly how we did have it.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying there's misunderstandings.
Yeah, there is.
That this wasn't at all, you know, the direction that we were going.
If we're talking about
$200,000 or $300,000 in capital accounts, then it cannot come out of the ranch maintenance budget. However, the water system, things that are common to the improvement of the ranch, building a new set of corrals, you know, we could split hairs and say, well, gee, that's a capital. No, that's not a capital. Oh, yeah, it is a capital account.
We've already done
so, that. So not to set up something that we're going to have to argue over each week as to, well, is it a capital or not? DSROA is one company, and the things that they're dealing with is basically one company. Now, if somebody is going to do an overall ranch improvement that takes money out of this to do the kind of pressures that some were putting on the ranch two or three years ago, then they need to raise funds some other way. The sale of this property was not raising money by some creative system. It was merely selling one of our assets.
Kind of the one-time thing.
One time, and it should have, as it has in the past. Any other lots we've sold came strictly into this
account. And that's exactly, you hit it on the head. And when we were back in July, when that lot sold, that's why I was concerned, because the money didn't get put in the account, and everybody made a big stink about putting it in a separate account and not allowing us to use it for our operating budget, and da-da-da-da-da. At that point, I conceived the idea, or I thought that was the board's concession, that they wanted two separate accounts. And that's exactly, Shauna, why it is not in this account. Do you understand what we're talking about?
I do.
And I believe it's one of the budget meetings in November when we addressed this. You had come up with a specific definition because there were other concerns in terms of what do you mean by capital improvement. And those ideas were brought to that meeting. Larry, is there anything you want to add at this point to
understanding? I think the reason to have a capital improvement budget, because you're right, Dale, it is one organization. There's no question about that. But the motivation to have a separate capital improvement is precisely because there is long-range planning that has to happen that is different than the normal operations of the ranch. And we need to have some idea of what the typical expenditures are for the operating side of the ranch and how much resources there are for the long-range things.
Exactly.
I agree with you that many of the long-range activities are going to have to be funded from different mechanisms than what we have right now for the operating stuff. But I still think that there's merit in recognizing, wow, we have pressing capital needs, as we heard today, that you know, we've got to do stuff with the house. If those are the kinds of activities we're talking about, those can't come out of the normal operating budget.
And we don't have it.
Because we don't have the wiggle room in that operating budget. So we need to know how much money there is and what the needs are on that side of the ledger as well, so that we can then come up with a plan for how we're going to meet those needs and where we're going to get the money.
And that was my thinking, too, because in the capital improvements account, we would know exactly how much money we need or how much money we need to put into there and how much we have to spend to do that, those expenditures that need to be taken care of. That kind of separates the budget from the budget.
And I believe there were comments made that we should sit down and actually look at the capital improvement account and actually plan.
Yep.
But that was something that we have not addressed as of yet. But that was something that was important that we wanted to consider.
And I would like to make a motion that we do that.
Down here for item number 6 under old business. I don't think we'll get to it today, but it is on there.
Okay. I just have one question then. After this, I'm still going with what Larry's motion was, even though I agree 100% with what Dale said. So I'm going to continue to do it the way Larry's motion was. Is that the way you guys are all agreeing?
How is his motion?
Keep them completely separate.
Well, we're going to have a report.
We're going to get a report.
She's going to do the report, so it's okay.
Separate
reports, but we do
but
understand that capital.
Report.
That's okay, but we'll at least have accounting of where it was transferred to that account.
Okay, now there is another way you can do this. That I would sort of recommend is that I could go ahead and put them underneath the same program in there. However, the income is under a capital improvement thing, and it stays there, but then you cannot see.
You can't. Your budget total.
There you go. That's good.
Yeah, you got to see that. We got to. Yeah, we got to split it so we just know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to continue all through the way Larry said.
With the two reports.
Yes.
Thank you. I think that's definitely an improvement. Something we can get a better bird's eye view.